What is up? Greetings, America and beyond, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast, wild, crazy world of nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and psoriasis and acne and rosacea and eczema, psoriasis and melasma and digestive ailments and autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of biology, what is in the world of the body, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, a regenerating system, and is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may say that's a miracle, this renewing system is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition, prescription drugs, you want to get off your meds, you want to help a loved one get off their meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we are here to help you out on The Bright Side. Our number 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Try to get on board early. The phone lines fill up quickly, and it's first come, first serve at 855-660-4261. If you have a success story you'd like to share, if you want to contribute to the conversation, if you have questions about the longevity products, 855-660-4261 is your number. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, you can head over to brightsideben.com, take a look at our shopping cart with all the longevity products. You can also click on the Join the Team link if you want to start a longevity business, make some money selling longevity products. Or if you want to just get your products at the wholesale price, you can also call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. And make sure you ask about my personal favorite longevity product, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder. You add it to water, sip on it all day long. It's a wonderful source of the B vitamins, vitamin C, vitamin K. It's got amino acids and bioflavonoids and grapeseed extract and potassium and selenium and copper. Truly a cornucopia of nutrition. It's just $50 a canister, and most folks will notice results in one or two doses. It's called Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and you can find out all about it at brightsideben.com or from the folks at the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. All right, thanks so much once again for joining us on The Bright Side. We're talking about the energetics of the body, especially fluid energetics, fluid dynamics. All disease begins in energetics. Energetics is almost synonymous with movement. Disease, thus, is the lack of movement, stagnation in the body. In the body, the flow of energy is tied into the flow of water. The flow of water through the body is unbelievably critical. When we talk about inflammation, and all degenerative disease at its core is inflammatory disease, so when we talk about inflammation, when we talk about degeneration, when we talk about degenerative disease, I don't care what flavor degenerative disease you have, arthritis or prostatitis or autoimmune disease or psoriasis, whatever it is, what we're talking about at the core level is a clogging up of flow, a resistance to flow, a blockade of flow. All degenerative disease, where the body falls apart, where the body doesn't heal, the body doesn't recover and regenerate the way it's supposed to, is the result of inflammation, micro-inflammation at the level of a cell. Something is blocking the movement of fluids. This is what the word inflammation means. It means things aren't moving. Inflammation is stagnation, and stagnation is always the enemy. Stagnation and health are mutually exclusive. This is the root of all breakdown degenerative disease, and this is why your doctor can't help you. This is why the medical model is useless. The medical model cannot help us with stagnation. This is our job. Stagnation is the birthplace of all disease, and it's our job to reverse that. Stagnation is the birthplace of all disease, and it all results from fluids that are not moving. The main circulatory fluid, of course, in the body is blood. And blood is jam-packed with pieces. We said before how the body is like raisin bread, where you have raisins and you have pieces. Well, the blood is the same way. The blood is made up of pieces, and then the fluid portion can be thought of as the bread. The blood is pieces that are moving through the body, generating electrical energy. Your blood, folks, is an organ. Just like your pancreas is, or your heart is, or your brain is, or your skin is, blood is considered an organ. Blood is a type of tissue, just like bone tissue or muscle tissue. It's a liquid tissue. How cool is that? That's like saying it's a liquid solid. In other words, your blood is a solid that flows. It's a solid that has dynamism, that has movement. And what is flow? Flow is energy. Flow is electricity. So your blood is an electrified organ. It's an electrified tissue. It's a super electrified, super energized solid tissue. It's so electrified, it's so energized that it moves, that it flows. At least it's supposed to move. It's supposed to flow. It's supposed to be electrified. One of the most under the radar yet deadly health issues that we deal with in this country is embolisms and blood clots. Blood thinning drugs are big, big business. When we talk about inflammation as the precursor of disease, we don't always think of inflamed blood. Yesterday we talked to a gal whose husband is dealing with aplastic anemia, which is a disease of the red blood cells, a classic manifestation of inflamed blood. This is hard to get your mind around, but the blood inflames, just like any other tissue inflames. The blood's a tissue, and it suffers from the same kind of breakdown disorders that your liver or your brain or your muscles, your heart, or any other organ does, or organ system does, and it inflames. From a biochemistry standpoint, inflamed blood is where all degenerative disease begins. Blood clotting problems are blood inflammation problems, and even lymph inflammation perhaps as well. Lymph and blood are basically the same system, or at least two sides of the same coin, and it's this inflamed blood, inflamed circulatory system that is responsible for the initial microinflammation that starts the entire disease process. In other words, all degenerative disease begins with inflamed blood, which in turn begins from something getting into the blood that shouldn't be in the blood. And guess where that comes from? Of course, from the foods we eat. We eat the wrong foods, the stuff gets into the blood inflames, degeneration begins. It's pretty much as simple as that. Electrical energy in the body is produced in direct proportion to easily flowing blood, to how easily the blood is flowing. Stagnation of blood fluid, stagnation of flow means a drop in energy. Stagnation is a low energy state. It's the pre-cold state. It's the kind of state that you have before you catch a cold. I call it pre-cold state. Right before you get a cold, you can feel the stagnation, the slowing down of energy, this clogging and clotting. Anything you can do to create, to improve the flow, the movement of fluids in the body is in your health interest. Did your doctor tell you that before he told you to have a bone marrow transplant, or he put you on a toxic drug that's more than likely going to shorten your life? Well, he should have. Degenerative disease is the long-term result, maybe decades in the making, of stagnation, which begins at the tiniest of levels, at the cell level, and ultimately, it so effectively dams up large groups of cells that we end up going to the doctor to get our prednisone. And that's really all there is to it, no matter what your degenerative disease is. At the core, you're going to find microinflammation, inflammation at the teeny, teeny, tiny levels of a cell, stagnation of fluids at the teeny, teeny, tiny levels of a cell. That's all chronic, long-term, non-healing, degenerative diseases wrapped up in a nutshell. Arthritis, prostatitis, heart disease, psoriasis, whatever. If it's a chronic type of breakdown disease that keeps getting worse, you're looking at stagnation. You're looking at fluids not moving, which means nutrients and oxygen aren't getting delivered to cells and toxins aren't getting drained away. Starvation, suffocation, toxification are always behind chronic long-term cellular and tissue inflammation, which is a synonym for degenerative, non-healing, chronic disease. Even worse, as cells become suffocated and starved, they become like a bowl of cornflakes that's been sitting in a bowl of milk for too long. I'll tell you what I mean when I come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Hi. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, our number 855-660-4261. Got a line open for you. And we'll get your calls here in our next segment. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, you can head over to BrightsideBen.com, take a look at our shopping cart, or you can give the Brightside Ben phone team a call at 866-735-2470. Make sure you ask about the BTT, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. If you haven't tried this stuff yet, it's $50 a canister, and it's loaded with nutrition. Most folks will notice results like appetite suppression, weight loss, drop in blood pressure, drop in cholesterol, all kinds of great things, skin improvement. just by getting on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and it doesn't take very long either. One or two doses is all you need to start to notice results. They can tell you all about it at 866-735-2470. You can get more information off my website, brightsideben.com as well. You'll find a shopping cart up there and all the longevity products and articles and videos that explain what I call the bright side philosophy, the idea that we can reverse our degenerative disease without doctors, without drugs. We can do it on our own. We don't need to wait in line at the pharmacy. We don't need to deal with insurance companies, because all disease at the end of the day, all degenerative, chronic, breakdown disease at the end of the day involves somehow something getting into the system, keeping energy from moving as it should. Over time, as fluids don't move as they should, cells become cells become suffocated, cells become starved. Cells become toxic, and as cells become starved, as they become toxic, as they become suffocated, they begin to break down. And as cells begin to break down, they begin to lose their ability to process water. Water starts to flood into a cell. It's just like a bowl of cornflakes that's been sitting around in milk too long. The cornflakes, which are basically made up of cells, corn cells, begin to take on fluids, and the cells become soggy. Over time, as these cells become soggy, as these cells take on more fluid, the very, very tightly balanced chemistry inside a cell gets thrown off. The cell over time will begin to take on so much fluid that it will explode and then spew its chemicals all over, leading to more toxicity, leading to more inflammation, leading to more sluggishness, leading to more fluids that aren't moving, leading to more toxic buildup, leading to more fluids getting into cells. You can see where all this is going. This is the vicious downward spiral of breakdown disease, and it all begins from stagnation. It all begins from something that's getting into the blood, period. People, that's it. Something is getting into the blood that shouldn't be into the blood. That is the degenerative disease process in a nutshell. When this occurs, cells begin to die. We basically begin to dissolve. We lose our structure. We lose our organization. It begins at the cell level. It grows to the tissue level. It grows to the organ level. And eventually, we just fall apart. Eventually, one day, there's so much clogging and so much clotting and so much cells dying that we say, oh my gosh, where did this arthritis come from? Where did this fibromyalgia come from? I was fine up until today when I woke up, and all of a sudden, I have fibromyalgia. It's not that all of a sudden we got fibromyalgia. It's all of a sudden we notice it. It's a critical mass of inflammation and toxicity has been reached. And it happens all over the body. We just notice it here and there. If you notice it in the joints, you're going to call it arthritis. If you notice it in the nerves, you'll call it MS. If you notice it in the muscles, you'll call it fibromyalgia. If you notice it in the heart, you'll call it heart disease. If you notice it in the brain, you'll call it Alzheimer's disease. If you notice it in the inner ear, you'll call it Meniere's disease. If you notice it in the blood, you'll call it anemia. But it's not the different parts that matter. It's the systemic inflammation, the overall inflammation that starts at the blood level. Folks, the body's not that complicated. It's really common sense. Something is gumming up the works in our bodies if we're dealing with degenerative disease. Something is getting into the system. Something's not getting processed correctly because it's either the wrong thing or because of deficiencies in oxygen or nutrition or most likely both. That's it. And it all ultimately comes down to the blocking of movement of fluids. One of the easiest things we can do, the simplest things we could do to improve the movement of fluid, aside from eliminating toxins that are getting into the body through food, is to drink water. Water will fluidize your blood. And folks, you want to especially be drinking water after you eat a lot of sugar, after you eat bread, after you eat cereal, after you eat pizza, after you eat anything that's got a lot of sugary carbohydrates, which are very, very pro-inflammatory. Drinking a lot of water can help dilute your blood sugar. Diabetics, take note. Pre-diabetics, take note. Everybody, take note, because in a way, we're all pre-diabetic. Drinking more water is one of the most powerful ways to improve the flow of fluids through your body, especially after we eat toxic foods and especially after we eat sugar. When the body's in long-term stress mode, it will clot and will clog. When the body's relaxed, The blood will thin under a relaxation mode. Under relaxation mode, the body's growth and healing will accelerate, and food and fluids will move more fluidly. Liquids will move more fluidly. Liquids will become more dynamic. The particles within those liquids, the so-called colloidal particles within those liquids, will become more electrically active if we are relaxed. Relaxation, drinking more water, deep breathing techniques, exercise, these are all wonderful ways to keep fluids moving. And of course, it all goes without saying that eliminating food toxins, eliminating food allergens, and straightening out any digestive distress is the number one most important thing we can do to keep these fluids moving effectively. When electrically charged particles in the blood move, they create magnetism. The more movement, the more magnetism. Magnetism is really electromagnetism, and it's the flip side of electricity. Electricity is one side of the coin. Magnetism is the other side of the coin. The coin itself can be called electromagnetism, the electromagnetic force. The body is an electromagnetic system running on this electromagnetic force. Don't ask what that is. Don't ask what an electromagnetic force is, because nobody knows the answer to that. But the more effectively you use this force, the more available you have this force at your disposal, the healthier you will be. Moving your muscles, moving your bones, activates this electromagnetic system. Moving your muscles and bones activates blood movement. It activates this fluid hemodynamic, fluid dynamic system as well. Just jumping on a rebounder for a minute, for 30 seconds, can give you a serious energy buzz. Just contracting and relaxing your muscles, holding your muscles real, real tight, and then relaxing them, and then holding them real, real tight, and then relaxing them. That, too, can be a great way to get an energy buzz by helping stimulate electronic energy through the body. Get on a treadmill. You don't need to do it for very long. Get on a treadmill for 60 seconds if you can. Walk up and down the stairs real fast once or twice. These are all wonderful ways to stimulate fluids and to stimulate electrical energy in the body. And where, ultimately, does this electrical energy in the body come from? Protein, fats, and sugars. That's it. That's where electrical energy comes from. Protein, fats, and sugars. These substances are tiny little energy devices. Protein molecules, fat molecules, sugar molecules are tiny little energy devices that cells can use the way your car uses gasoline. Protein, fats, and sugars are trapped energy. Energy that's trapped up in a hamburger or a piece of bread or a tomato or a Snickers bar. Any kind of food you eat contains trapped energy, and to the degree a food is living, to the degree a food is alive or is close to being alive, the higher the degree of trapped energy. And where ultimately does this electrical energy in foods come from? Well, it's really important to know, because ultimately all electrical energy in the body comes from one source, and this is one of the most demonized elements in our entire environment. I'll tell you what I mean when we come back from our break. I am Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back with your phone calls and more right after this on The Bright Side. Don't go away.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
Strike hard. StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with the Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, SquattyPotty.com, spelled SquattyPotty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben. We're talking electronics, electrical energy. Tomorrow we'll talk a little bit more about nutrients and how nutrients fit into this whole electrical nature of health and wellness, specifically about vitamins. You ever wonder how vitamins fit into this whole thing and minerals as well? Protein, fats, and sugars. They are the ultimate source of electronic energy in the body. Oxygen is what pulls that electrical energy all along. Where do vitamins fit in? Where do minerals fit in? Where does the Mighty 90 fit into this entire electrical model of health? We'll tell you about that tomorrow. And then we'll also tell you where the electrical energy from foods ultimately comes from. yeah, electrical energy in the body comes from food, but where does the food get the electrical energy from? You're going to want to know, because where it really comes from is perhaps the most vilified and demonized element in our entire environment, one of anyway. And we'll tell you what we mean tomorrow as we continue talking about food energy, food energetics, food electronics on The Bright Side. Our number today, 855-660-4261. Got a line open for you. Time to get our first phone call of the day. DW in Oklahoma. What is up, my friend? Welcome to The Bright Side.
Thanks. Well, I've got two issues. I've got psoriasis and I've got a nail fungus that I've had for a long time. I mean, a number of years.
They're connected, my friend. They're related. Here's the deal. Psoriasis is super duper easy to deal with. As all, you know, most things, most health issues are super easy to deal with. Psoriasis is an inflammatory issue, inflammatory slash immune issue. Inflammation is how the immune system breakdown shows up. The immune system is the defense system. So psoriasis is a manifestation of a defensive response. That means the body is defending itself from something. The only thing you need to know about psoriasis is what is getting into your body. As with all degenerative diseases, what is getting into the body that shouldn't be getting into the body? Nail fungus is another clue, and that's a sign that that your fungus that live in the body all the time are overgrowing. Typically in the body, bacteria in the gut will keep fungus in check, and there's this balance in the body between fungus, yeast, if you will, and bacteria. They live in this kind of, they have a kind of a mutual truce going on. The bacteria don't overgrow because the fungus keep them in check, and the fungus don't overgrow because the bacteria keep them in check. So anytime you have a fungal infection, whether it's in your fingernails or toenails or vaginal yeast infection for women or systemic yeast infection, anytime you have fungal infections, you want to think about so-called dysbiosis, which means problems with gut bacteria. Now, the psoriasis is a sign that the immune system has been activated. And once again, if the immune system has been activated, like with fungal infections, you're probably dealing with some kind of digestive issue. So first and foremost, DW, you got to figure out what kind of foods are causing you digestive distress. Now, if you know you have digestive distress, diarrhea, constipation, bloating, heartburn, gas, then you're ahead of the game. If you don't know that you have digestive distress, then your homework is going to be to find, to notice the digestive distress and then to link it to food. So far, so good, my friend?
Yes.
Okay. So, number one, you want to either notice, if you know you have digestive issues, link them to food. If you don't know you have them, look for them and then link them to food. And then those are going to be foods that you need to eliminate. Simply by eliminating foods, you can go a huge, huge distance towards getting rid of psoriasis, maybe completely eliminating it. And then same with the fungal infection. However, there's more you can do. Secondly, you want to protect the immune system. This is all for psoriasis, folks. And DW is not the only guy I'm talking to here. I'm talking to anybody out there who's dealing with psoriasis or really any kind of degenerative disease condition. So you're going to be eliminating problem foods. Secondly, you want to make sure that you're getting nutrients that support the digestive system. Probiotics are the king of digestive support nutrients. I'd be using the Nightly Essence, 80 billion units a day, multiple strains of bacteria. If you don't use the Nightly Essence, find another good probiotic. Make sure you're getting fermented foods, and then also use digestive enzymes. Use apple cider vinegar, digestive enzymes and apple cider vinegar with all your meals. And if you really want to go all out, get on some glutamine powder, 5 grams a day, which would be about a teaspoon of glutamine powder. You may also want to make sure that you're using for things like bone soup and liquid nutrients to get as much of your nutrition in liquid fashion. Make sure you're eating less food and reducing the load on the digestive system. Go by your bowel movements. You want to have nice, healthy bowel movements. If you have any diarrhea or constipation, those are signs that you're not on the right track. As your bowel movements and as your digestive systems in general improve, that will tell you that you're on the right track. And you should notice the psoriatic lesions improving pretty darn quickly. Another a very important issue with psoriasis is fat malabsorption. Of course, that is related to the digestive system. So helping the body process fats is also very important for psoriasis. Number one, use lecithin, which is wonderful for helping the body absorb fats and process fats. Use coconut oil. Use essential fatty acids, especially the ultimate EFAs from Youngevity. Fish oil can help. Then there's an important relationship between fat absorption and minerals. And minerals are also very important for psoriasis, especially zinc. In fact, you can actually use zinc topically directly right on the psoriatic lesion and get some relief, but certainly using 50 milligrams a day of zinc with your meals, especially fatty meals, can be very helpful. The mineral selenium can also be important. The ultimate selenium from Longevity is about 100 micrograms per capsule. Taking 3 or 4 of them a day at the end of meals can also be important. N-acetylcysteine helps with psoriasis as well. Take 400 milligrams a day. And then get yourself on the Healthy Start Pack. Make sure you get the Mighty 90. Make sure you're on the BTT as well. And you know what, my friend? The psoriasis should disappear, or at least start to disappear, within a couple of weeks of getting on, actually within a week or so of getting on a program. The nail fungus may take a little bit longer. Keep in mind, nail fungus is the body's attempt to get rid of fungus. So you don't want to treat the fungus. You don't want to treat the nail, the fingernail or the toenail. You want to treat the systemic root of that fungus, because once that fungus is in the nail, that's the body's attempt to excrete it. What you're looking to treat is the cause or the buildup of the fungus inside the body, and that's going to be by dealing primarily with the digestive system. Does that help you, buddy?
Yes, I am on the Tangy Tangerine, and I've been on the probiotics. I don't know if it's a really good quality one, but it is the 80 billion.
Well, you know, you'll know it's a good quality by your digestive symptoms. Go by gas, heartburn, bloating, loose stools, constipation, improvements in all of those markers. That's how you're going to know. As long as you have those digestive issues, it's going to be much more difficult to get rid of the psoriasis. It'll be almost impossible to get rid of the fungus and the psoriasis. So use your digestive symptoms as a portal, as a window to what's happening inside of the body. That's the neat thing about digestive symptoms, and that's why you always want to look for them, is because they are a window to the biochemistry of the body. Thanks for your call, DW. Hope we helped you out. Appreciate it. Randy, what's going on? Randy in Texas. How you doing, buddy? Randall. Do we have Randall? Randy? Randy, we'll put Randy back on hold, and we will go to Jamie in Texas. Randy, if you're listening, we'll get you next. Jamie, what's up?
Hey, Ben. Hey. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, what's cooking?
Well, my son, Joey, he will be turning 8 this year, and we are on track trying to wean him off his Intuniv medication, which has been a really big joke.
What is he on? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Intuniv for ADHD.
So you're trying to wean him off his ADHD drug. I'm having a hard time hearing you. You're trying to wean him off his ADHD drugs. Is that what I heard you say?
Yes, sir.
Okay, super easy to do. ADHD is real easy to deal with. Hang tight. We got to take a break. We'll finish up when we come back. And then, Randy, stay on hold. We'll get you next. Cameron, we'll try to get you as well. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. Got a line open for you. 855-660-4261. We'll be back after this.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Longevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, we fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carding to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the Freeze-Dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Back on the bright side, Grego writes, Ben, I just wanted to tell you another success story. 2 years on BTT, I take DHEA, DIM, NAC, a probiotic, whey protein, plus a multivitamin. In 2 years, I've lost 4 inches off my waist, improved my energy 100 times. My hair and nails grow like crazy. My cholesterol dropped 25 points, all while staying the same size, 6'1", 190, thanks to light lifting, ab work, plenty of dog walks. At 44, I'm as fit and energetic as 30, all from your advice. More green leafy veggies, cut out bread and pasta. Your show has changed my life, and I'm very aware of the basics of good health. Thank you. Many thanks, Grego. And that, my friends, is the type of letters I get all the time, and that's what's possible for you, no matter what your darn health condition is, because it's the body's promise. The healing and regenerating system is our birthright, and all we need to do is figure out how to access it, and that's what the bright side is all about. All right, Jamie in Texas, your son is on ADHD meds, is what I heard you say.
This is Jamie's husband.
Oh, Jamie's husband. Okay. I was wondering how you did that with your voice, Jamie. Anyway, all right, Jamie's husband. What's your name, sir?
Yes, we're trying to get him off as much as we can. And we find every time we try to wean him off, he has withdrawals from it.
You're not weaning him off and weaning him on at the same time. You got to wean him off the meds and wean him on the good stuff at the same time. So here's what you need to do.
We've taken him off completely gluten-free.
That's way more than that, my friend. That's all good. But it's way more than that. No number one, the biggest problem with ADHD is going to be food problems. It's not just gluten. It's going to be food additives especially, things that they give kids. Is the stuff they put in cereals and snack foods and all the foods kids like is absolutely unconscionable, and the scientists who invent these things have a special place in hell when they die for poisoning America's children. I'm sorry to get all upset, but that just ticks me off more than anything else. So get them off the cereal and the sweet foods, the foods you see on commercials, anything that has a long list of ingredients on the side, on the box, are things that you need to avoid. I'm talking about long list of chemical additives. So that's the first step. The second step is going to be high doses of B vitamins. This is extremely important for ADHD. Kids lose B vitamins when they eat snack foods and processed foods because these kinds of foods cost us B vitamins, and especially if they're drinking lots of fluids, soda pop, they're going to flush out their B vitamins. Thiamine is almost like a cure. I don't want to say it is, but it's almost like a cure for ADHD. Vitamin B3, same thing. The entire B complex is important, but those two stand out. Get them about 200 milligrams of thiamine a couple of times a day and 100 milligrams of niacin a couple of times a day in conjunction with the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, which will give him all of his B complex vitamins. The mineral zinc, super important for ADHD. How much does your boy weigh?
He's about 55 pounds.
So get them on 25 milligrams of zinc a day, of zinc picolinate a day, and also 400 international units of vitamin E a day can be helpful for the brain. Make sure he's on the ultimate EFAs. I'd be taking three times a day. Start his meals off, or his days off, with protein, not bread, not toast, not fruit juice, not cereal, not bagels, but eggs or whey protein. Start his, and he doesn't need to have potatoes with his eggs. He doesn't need to have a bagel with his or bread with his whey protein. If you want, just give him a piece of fish in the morning. Just a piece of fish. He doesn't have to have bread or potatoes with it. Just a piece of fish. And don't cook the fish too much. So in other words, start his days off with protein and with fat, and try to reduce or even eliminate the sugars and the breads and the pastas first thing in the morning. Get him on the BTT. Get him on the Healthy Start Pack. If he has any digestive problems, those need to be monitored. Something called endotoxemia, which is toxins that are produced by bacteria in the gut, can really mess up the brain. And keep in mind, ADHD kids are super, super smart and super intelligent. They just need to have that intelligence channeled. If you do even 50% of the things I said, you're going to start to notice differences. And if you do the whole thing, you should be able to wean him off his medication and get him on the right road within just a couple of weeks if you do everything that we just said. All right, Jamie, Mr. Jamie.
Is there any particular milligram weaning down that you would recommend?
What's he on? What is he taking?
He's on 2 milligrams once daily.
I didn't hear the name of the medication, though.
It's in tune. It comes in 1 and 2 milligrams. We're taking
You're going to have to watch how he watch his behavior. Keep him on the drugs. Change his dietary strategies and the supplemental strategies that we just talked about. And once he starts to notice improvement, then gradually wean him off the drugs, maybe a quarter dose at a time.
So we're already doing 100% of what you said.
100%? Every single thing?
I cook 21 meals a day or a week from scratch.
Well, now hang on, though. How about the protein in the morning? That's
protein
pretty much
in the morning is 2 eggs from our chickens outside.
Very nice. No potatoes, no bread, no pasta, no juices, no rice.
Nope. Eggs, maybe a slice of bacon.
And you haven't noticed improvement in his behavior?
No, we've noticed a massive improvement, but when we try to take him off the medication, he gets very emotional, and we've got a roller coaster that goes up and down.
Well, gradually wean him off. You're going to have to gradually wean him off the meds. Where's he getting his sugars from? What kind of veggies is he using?
I do all organic. I mean, he gets everything, broccoli, kale, spinach.
That's awesome. And how old is he?
7. He gets zero soda pop, zero fake sugar.
Well, what makes you think he has ADHD?
Well, we just ran through the line. We're having troubles at school, and unfortunately we were listening to our doctor, and we're not doing that
anymore. He may need to be challenged a little bit. He may not even have ADHD, and the last thing you ever want to do is listen to your doctor. That's for sure.
Believe me, we learned that lesson.
All right, well, hang in there, buddy, but it doesn't sound like your kid's having a problem. Sounds like your doctor has a problem. All right, thanks so much, buddy. Thank you. Take care. Mr. Jamie, I forgot your name there. I'm sorry about that. All right, Cameron in Oklahoma, got a couple minutes. What's going on, my man? Cameron?
My daughter, she's 10, and last year her knee just started popping out of place on its own, and it has fluid in it. They want to do like MRIs and maybe do surgery, but I'm not that guy. I don't do none of that.
Good for you. She's 10 years old and they want to do knee surgery on her. Did I hear you correctly?
Right. Yeah.
My God. Oh, my God. I've had knee surgery, and that's the last thing you ever want to have on a kid, ever want to have done to a kid if a kid doesn't have some serious trauma. All right. So fluid on the knee, knees popping out of joints, knees popping out of place, that kind of thing. You want to think about inflammation. Now, we spent the first part of the program talking about microinflammation, inflammation at the level of the cell. Once you start to get into problems with joints, you're dealing with bigger inflammation, not just inflammation at the cell level, but inflammation at the tissue level and at the joint level. That usually takes a while to show up. If your kid is on the standard American diet, get your kid off the standard American diet. Nothing says inflammation more clearly and more loudly than the SAD, the standard American diet. And you need to be going anti-inflammatory with your child. That means laying off the processed foods, the sugary foods, the foods that get marketed to children, the foods with the chemical additives, and get your child on more anti-inflammatory. Inflammatory foods. Omega-3 fatty acids are a must-have for all inflammatory conditions. You'd be using a good fish oil supplement in addition to the ultimate essential fatty acids. Vitamin C is tremendously anti-inflammatory. Maybe do a quarter teaspoon of vitamin C powder, put it in water, and have your kids sip on it. You can use the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, which has a nice dose of vitamin C in there. And, of course, you'll get all the other nutrients with it. Magnesium has got some wonderful anti-inflammatory properties, especially if the kid is eating a lot of sugar. Magnesium and zinc can counteract some of the toxicity associated with sugar. Maybe a couple hundred milligrams of magnesium a day. Get your kid on the OsteoFX product. Try the Z-Radical as well. If there's any food allergies, the Z-Radical can be helpful. And then about maybe 50 milligrams or so of selenium and maybe 20 milligrams or so of zinc picolinate. All of these can have wonderful effects for the joints. You may want to try some glucosamine for the child, one glucosamine capsule a day, and you may also want to try a digestive enzyme in the middle of the day, not a digestive enzyme with meals, but a digestive enzyme in the middle of the day. Is there any digestive problems that you notice? Any food problems?
No.
Okay, well, that may be the case or it may not be the case, so try and pay attention. If you can find digestive issues, that's going to be in your interest because then you'll have something to eliminate. If there are no digestive issues, then just continue doing everything that I just said, and you might also want to throw in the nightly essence or the root beer belly to make sure the kid has got some probiotics to help process foods and help reduce inflammation. Last but most certainly not least, vitamin E is tremendously anti-inflammatory, and vitamin E is very difficult to get in foods. Most food sources are going to get you very small amounts of vitamin E. For a kid, a little kid, probably maybe 100 international units of vitamin E a day. And look for mixed tocopherols. Thanks so much for your call. Appreciate it. Cameron in Oklahoma, thank you, folks, for all your letters. Thank you, folks, for all of your Facebooks and all the calls. I appreciate all you guys. Tomorrow we'll continue talking about electrical energy. We'll talk about where that electrical energy comes from. And then we'll talk about how vitamins and minerals fit into this whole electrical train of health model that we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks. Check out my website, brightsideben.com. Click on the Join the Team link if you want to start a longevity business and help spread the word about the power of nutritional supplementation. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Prepperfest AZ Expo is coming April 26th through 28th at the Scottsdale 101 Shopping Center and will feature over 80 free self-reliance training classes. Get tips about long-term food storage, discover how to thrive while living off the grid. Experts will share their secrets of safe and simple water purification, innovative herbal remedies, aquaponics, organic food solutions, portable solar power, wilderness survival, and more. For more info, visit PrepperfestAZ.com. And come on out April 26th through 28th to the Scottsdale 101 Shopping Center at Scottsdale Road and the Loop 101 Freeway. This Prepper Expo will be fun for the whole family with a petting zoo and other kid-friendly activities. Discover how permaculture and ham radio will enhance your self-reliance. Learn how to do it yourself, survive a disaster, save money, and save a life. Be sure to mark your calendar Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 26th, 27th, and 28th. For information and tickets, visit PrepperFestAZ.com. Over 80 free self-reliance training classes. PrepperFestAZ.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.